WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The rock band REM has been recording for about 10 years, and up until 3 years ago, they had put out about an album a year. So after their first recording hiatus, we now have the new Out of Time. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review. From it, Radio Song.
Y'all turn to that station.
REM has been recording for more than a decade now, and I don't think I've ever reviewed one of their records on this show. That's partly because to do so would have been succumbing to the inevitable. If ever there was a rock band made for public radio, it's REM. This quartet from Athens, Georgia, makes the sort of rock and roll that college students of all ages can get into. It's thoughtful music full of jangly guitars, moody atmospherics, propulsive tempos, and, until a couple of years ago at least, lyrics mumbled and swallowed so assiduously that you just knew they had to be profound. Well, REM recently put out its first album to attract something less than universal critical praise, and it's this former cult band's first album to crack the top five. In short, this new record, called Out of Time, is the one that has made REM unhip with rock's tastemakers, but a mass audience favorite. No wonder I think it's their most interesting record ever.
It's bigger than you, and you are not me. The lengths that I will go to, the distance in your eyes. Oh no, I've said too much. I set it up. That's me in the corner.
That's Losing My Religion, the first single from Out of Time. Both the album and song title imply a certain crisis of secular faith that REM has apparently undergone. They've announced that they're not going to tour to promote the album, a real surprise for a band that made much of its reputation on the road. Except for videos on MTV and a recent Saturday Night Live appearance in which lead singer Michael Stipe swallowed his lyrics while dressed in a suit made of Federal Express delivery bags, REM is keeping a low profile. The group is letting the record stand on its own merit, letting it stand, in effect, out of time, out of context from the rest of their work. That's good, because there's a diffidence and a reserve about this music that sets it apart from anything they've done before. That instrumental wouldn't be out of place if it was played over the credits of an episode of 30-something. This music is very different in tone from, say, the REM song you really can hear on television every week. Chris Elliott uses their tune Stand as his theme song for his sitcom Get a Life. At first, a lot of the music on Out of Time seems melancholy and aimless, but very quickly it takes on a subtle urgency. Even on a song such as Shiny Happy People, which features vocal assistance from Kate Pearson of the B-52s, an expression of cheerfulness has a kind of desperation, as if REM thinks that happiness doesn't last very long.
Shining happy people laughing,
REM is important in the history of rock for being the first post-punk American underground band to broaden its appeal slowly and steadily, to sustain a career without repeating itself or burning out or turning into a grim little joke. After a decade, REM's music, which initially sounded so insular, so self-conscious, so willing to settle for cult status, has become better, braver stuff. Generous, open, and willing to be shared by people who don't look exactly as if they could be members of REM. That's what pop music is all about.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.